The podcasts of the WDWNT Network are made possible each and every week by the following fantastic sponsors. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or board the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can save up to 30% off at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels most nights between February 18th and June 14th, 2013. For more information on this special offer and many more, visit MagicalTravel.com and book your next Disney trip today. Resales DVC is your home for Disney Vacation Club resales. Whether you're buying or selling your part in the Disney Vacation Club, Resales DVC is prepared to walk you step-by-step through the process and make sure your experience is as pleasant as possible. For pricing, availability, and more information, be sure to contact Grandma Jackie and Kin at www.resalesdvc.com or by phone at 866-544-2919 to make your vacation dreams come true. Kingdom Strollers is the first choice for your Orlando stroller and crib rental, happily providing premium strollers and cribs for your Walt Disney World vacation. Save money versus renting from the mouse and enjoy the freedom of a stroller outside of the parks. Please visit KingdomStrollers.com to make your reservation today.
I'm not sponging for rum. It be gold I'm after.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey.
There's no turning back now.
Like a grand and miraculous spaceship, our planet has sailed through the universe of time.
Put up 2, 5, and 7.
Gorgeous, yeah!
Look at the guy in the goofy mask.
That's not a mask.
Sorry, lady.
I'm sure to do better next time. It was my first flight, and I'm still getting used to my programming.
You made it! I knew you would.
Hi, hello, and welcome. Welcome to our show.
Please welcome your host, Tom Corliss.
Welcome to another edition of the WDWNT Podcast. This is episode 278 for February 21st, 2013. On this week's show, we have the very first edition of a new segment for you, the Fantasy Fair Trade. In this game, WDW News Today and Disneyland News Today podcasters go head-to-head in a trade-off between Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World Resort to acquire attractions, hotels, restaurants, and more from the opposing vacation destination. Whoever makes the trades that benefit their home resort more wins. Ready, set, let's trade this week on the WDW News Today podcast. That is the most epic opening of any segment we have, by the way. It's ridiculous. Anyway, welcome to the very first edition of the Fantasy Fair Trade, the very first segment being broadcast both on the WDW News Today and Disneyland News Today podcast, at least the first reoccurring one at that. First of all, let me introduce you to the two teams we have this evening before I explain exactly how this thing works. Representing Disneyland News Today and the Disneyland Resort, I have to introduce them first. This is their fifth anniversary show. Connor Perzicki, Brian Martzoff, and Tim Alkoser.
Hello, hey, everybody.
Can I get a T? I am. No.
We already win. We're done.
Sure.
Yeah.
We then have the Walt Disney World team representing WDW News Today. Don't let me down. We have David Smith, Ron Deanna, and Scott Smith.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, so Fantasy Fair Trade, we've done a test segment of this a couple months ago, maybe even almost a year ago, and it did fairly well, and we've sort of been waiting for the right time to bring this segment in. I think now is the right time, new segment for 2013. And exactly how this works, we designed this to be the ultimate battle between WDW News Today and Disneyland News Today. We figured we can't put people up against each other in trivia. People know different resorts better. We couldn't decide this in any other way. We had to come up with something completely new. And that concept is we're going to have two teams make trades with each other where they're going to trade attractions, restaurants, stores, experiences, resorts, anything between Walt Disney World and Disneyland. Each team has the power for their home resort to make those kind of decisions. And based on usually a panel of judges, which tonight tonight that'll be myself and the live chat we have at WWNTunes.com. Depending on the results of the panel, a point will be awarded for each round. So there's going to be three rounds that we call them missions. They're missions because each team is going to be required to acquire a certain number of things from the other resort. And based on who we think the judges does a better job of getting the right stuff for their resort during the course of this game, that's who we're going to award the points to. Whoever wins two out of three missions obviously wins the round. We're going to keep a tally of this every time we do the segment. And eventually when we're done with the segment, whoever has the most of these victories will be declared the better show.
It will go into a complicated formula, and then we'll figure out the golden age.
This is not the golden age, thankfully. Does that make sense to everyone? Does everyone understand exactly how this works, or do I have to explain it more?
Yeah, I seem to vaguely remember taking a stab at this before.
Yes. So what will happen is I'll give you a quick example. Let's say one of the things will be Walt Disney World must acquire a small-scale attraction from Disneyland. Disneyland's mission will be they have to acquire a counter-service restaurant. The team's live on the air, or during the course of recording a segment when we do these not live, will deliberate with themselves and the other team during the segment to figure out what deal they want to work out, and then they will come to some sort of final agreement. Everyone on both teams must agree to make the trade happen. There is going to be a 10-minute time limit on each round. Keep that in mind. That's how we're going to do this. Is everybody good with that?
Yep.
I have a question.
Yep. Yes.
Is it going to be one park and one park, right? Not one resort and one world?
No, it is resort versus resort.
Okay.
So you can draw from anywhere in each resort unless I say otherwise. That will be clarified from time to time, but for the most part, it will encompass the entire resort. I will be very clear when I give you your mission statements exactly what you're looking for.
Golf course is off limits. Got it.
No.
I'm kidding.
The golf courses are open season.
Tim, we're not going to want a golf course. They
if you want Pollo Campero for the Matterhorn, make it happen. That's
right.
The segment works. I can't believe I just made that. Anyway, that's an example. Pollo Campero traded for the Matterhorn. I'm sure that'll happen. All right, teams,
we'll
are we ready?
Woo!
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock. Mission one. Here we go. Walt Disney World, your mission is to acquire four counter service restaurants from the Disneyland Resort. Disneyland, in return, you must acquire two resort hotels from the Walt Disney World Resort. Teams, you have 10 minutes. Start the trade.
Not even sure I can name four counter services.
No. Yeah, me neither. So,
let's go, Walt Disney World. I've been to them all. Bring them on.
Got plenty. You got Fiddler, Pfeiffer, and Practical at California Adventure. You got
what kind of hotels do we want, DLNT?
You got the Corndog Castle.
I want a value, and I want a moderate, maybe.
Hungry Bear.
I will give you Pop Century and Coronado Springs.
For any four.
Yeah, just
your team has to agree on that, David.
I agree.
I don't know. No Pop Century. No.
Give him any of the other values.
They do not want Pop Century.
Could have any of the All Stars you want.
Yeah, any of the All Stars. Pick one.
Disneyland, do you want any of the All Stars?
Brian, do you have a preference?
Art of animation.
Remember, you also want to benefit your resort. I know I haven't given you specifics. You want to benefit your resort the best, because that's going to be judged. If I feel like you didn't get something that you need.
And when you put it that way, it does make me see that, you know, Disneyland doesn't really have a lot of value accommodation. I was wondering why he didn't want anything more deluxe, like a Wilderness Lodge or Animal Kingdom Lodge, but you've got the Grand Californian, so I could see that actually is a pretty good balance.
And I would consider it Disneyland Hotel Deluxe.
I like it, but you are kind of Southwest out there already, but California Adventure, you're doing things that are Southwest, so I can see it fitting in with that. So the Coronado Springs, I definitely like. As far as the value, I'm not really particular as to which value. You need a value at Disneyland. So I'm fine with that, Connor.
We'll trade you Flo's and Bengal Barbecue for Art of Animation.
No.
So this is talking to my own team. I would like Royal Street Veranda.
Okay.
I don't care. I really don't. I don't care. Just take any of the four besides Art of Animation and give us any four. I really don't care.
So we have Royal Street.
That seems too easy.
We have Royal Street Veranda on the table. Is there anyone not okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
All right, so we have that on the table. Do we have a resort on the table yet from Florida?
Yeah, give us a resort.
Colorado Springs, we agreed on. Everyone agrees.
Is everyone in agreement, Ron, too? Everyone in agreement in getting rid of Coronado Springs? Does Disneyland want Coronado Springs?
I don't want Coronado. No.
You don't?
Right, we have a no. Coronado's off the table. Coronado is off the table.
Well, we have the two of the four
Orleans. There's only three moderates, Connor. Which you like? The Port Orleans Resort or the
Port Orleans is cool.
Or Caribbean Beach.
Take either one. Don't care.
Port Orleans.
You can separate the Port Orleans. They are separate resorts.
Yeah, there's two halves.
I would agree to Caribbean Beach.
I will agree to Caribbean Beach.
That's fine by me.
I'll fold. I'll go with Connors.
Do we want everyone's agreement? Caribbean Beach.
Yes.
All right, Caribbean Beach is on the table.
What does Connor say?
I'm fine with that. I pitched it.
That's what he said.
So far on the table, Royal Street Veranda going to Florida, Caribbean Beach going to California. Still need three more counter service and a resort.
Okay.
Just pick your value, Connor, aside from Art of Animation, and send us whatever.
I want Art of Animation, so...
So, no.
No. Hold on.
No, I guarantee you I don't want any of your counters.
Scott shot it down. It has to be full agreement. Art of Animation's off
I will
the
sit here all night. I don't want any
it's
of your counters.
It's off the table. Scott said no, it's off the table.
I know, Disneyland team would be okay if putting bread bowls on the table for Art of Animation.
No.
Yeah, because we already got...
No,
got
Art of Animation is off the table.
Connor, I'm not giving it to you.
Not
no offense, David, Ron, I don't care.
Because it's the new factor, it's too new. Like 2 years from now...
No, it's the best value.
2 years, 2 years from now when we do the segment, that'll be thrown to us.
They'll
give it to us for flows. That's how it always is. I know this. I know how this game plays. All right.
You all have 6 minutes to finish this.
It's called the Little Mermaid Resort.
The Little Mermaid. All right.
That's why I'm not
giving it. You didn't like Pop Century. Do you like any of the All-Stars?
I will take music or movies.
Fine. Movies. I don't even care what restaurants you take.
I
don't know their give.
Way to go.
Hold on. Music and movies are on the table. Florida team, which one are you more?
Movies.
Wait, are we keeping or
no? Getting rid of movies.
I don't even care. So whatever.
So Florida agrees on movies. California team, do you want movies?
I like movies.
Yeah, I'll take movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the two resorts on the table right now are Caribbean Beach and All Star Movies. We need three counter service involved in the trade to go to Florida.
Cozy
we'll give
cones.
You flows.
Possible.
We'll give you flows.
Absolutely not.
No we'll cozy cone. Cozy cone's off the table.
All right.
We'll give you flows.
Flows.
Whatever.
We want Flo's VA Cafe.
We'll tentatively say yes. Let's see what else.
Are there any counter service in downtown Disney that you think would be a good trade away, Connor?
We already have an Earl of Sandwich.
True that.
Well, we got a Wend Zone. We got one of those.
There's only like two of those in the world now.
It has to be counter service.
Oh, counter service. Bah.
Hey, guys, what do you think about a Jamba Juice?
Jamba Juice is fair. That's what you want.
Well, why would you want Jamba Juice when we have Wetzel's Pretzels?
We've got Wetzel's Pretzels already.
We have Wetzel's Pretzels in Florida. Yeah. We could have two Wetzel's Pretzels. Oh, all out. That's your call.
If we can't find anything,
hey, they got two rainforests.
Do we want a chain?
Award wieners.
Sure, I'll give them award wieners.
Yeah, I'll give you an award. Sure.
Do they? I want to give that. Away award wieners.
Yeah, I'd even go for that.
Florida team, do you want award wieners?
Yes, barbecue slaw dog.
Really? Gross. All right.
David?
Enjoy. Okay, then you pick. I don't even know the difference.
No, we got to see if there's an agreement. David, are you right
with
that?
I have a preference for Corn Dog Castle, but I will go along
then
with
take Corn Dog Castle. I really don't care.
Corn Dog?
I really don't care.
Corn Dog.
I really don't care.
Is Corn Dog Castle available, Disneyland?
I say no. I say no for Corn Dog.
All right, Corn Dog Castle's off the table.
We'll take award wieners. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I'm adding award wieners.
And I'll give you $5 on top of it.
Here if you want Corn Dog Castle...
Service restaurant, you have 3 minutes to figure this out.
Give us whatever.
If you want Corn Dog Castle, we get Art of Animation.
Do you guys like Mexican food? We've got a rancho.
This is already my favorite segment ever, by the way. But anyway.
We've got a Rancho del Zocalo.
Frito the Kid.
Do you want Rancho del Zocalo? Florida team.
Sure. Ron, I don't know what it is, but...
Cochina is better than Rancho?
I don't remember where I ate when I was there, so I have no idea.
I'm with Ron. I don't know any, like, from Boo, so we're like, whatever.
Okay, what about Paradise Garden Grill?
Paradise Garden Grill is on.
I'm against that one.
Ryan has shot down Paradise Garden Grill. Yeah. So,
too much live music venue. I know it's a food service location, but sitting and eating and listening to music, I like.
Yeah, but right next to it is Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta. You're not going to be losing anything, really. You're going to have that same area still.
You have 2 minutes.
Let's give them the... I don't know. I still say give them the grill, and we'll keep Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta and keep the dining area with the live music.
Now, Brian already shot it down.
All right.
All right, the grill is off the table. Need one more counter service here.
What's left?
I'm trying to think.
I'll name some Bengal Barbecue.
Bengal Barbecue.
Paris.
I suggested that earlier. I was halfway joking, but now I'm serious.
I would take more barbecue.
Bengal Barbecue is on the
table. I'll take barbecue. I like barbecue.
Yeah, sure. I'll give that away.
Okay, you guys want barbecue, or do you want soups and bread bowl with Pacific Wharf?
Art of Animation for Pacific Wharf.
Yeah,
they're not willing to trade Pacific Wharf Cafe. We have a minute left. Bengal Barbecue is on the table.
I'll go with Bengal Barbecue.
So everyone's in agreement.
I'm fine with that too. We need the walking room in Adventureland.
Just put more path there. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. So the trade I have, should pending approval, is the Royal Street Veranda, Flo's V8 Cafe, Award Wieners, and Bengal Barbecue for Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort and All-Star Movies. Does this seem like a fair trade to everyone?
I approve.
Yes.
Sure.
I agree with it.
All right, well, that's what we have standing, so I'm going to go to the live chat. Live chat, who do you think got the better deal? Was it Walt Disney World getting the Royal Street Veranda, Flo's, Award Wieners, and Bengal Barbecue, or did Disneyland get the better deal taking All-Star Movies and Caribbean Beach Resort? And the votes are pouring in.
50-50 so far.
Disneyland really needs value.
This is where we will add in a fun tabulation noise.
Disneyland needs value. Come on.
Can't vote draw.
I'll wait for a few more.
Yeah, I gotta think when you get a whole resort, there's generally some restaurants and stuff in it too. So hey,
but then again, it's who better achieved their mission at the end of the day.
Yeah.
The chat seems fairly split. There's no clear winner, so I'm gonna go ahead and make the decision here. I'm gonna go with Disneyland.
Woo! Yeah, because we totally gave them like the crappiest, nastiest counter service. On demand for the some decent hotels that we really
round.
Tell us how you really
totally.
Feel, Tim.
Good job.
Now, I actually like Rancho del Zocalo, but I knew that my co-hosts were not so fond of it. So
here's why I think Disneyland got the better deal. I think Florida could have easily at several points given away All-Star Music instead. All-Star Movies has a fairly Disney theme compared to the other All-Stars. I think if they would have put music up here, I might have went for Florida. But I think Movies is probably the best of the All-Stars. And to lose that when you could have probably got rid of music is probably a big mistake. On top of that, I don't necessarily think Florida got any good counter service out of this.
They didn't.
I think Royal Street Veranda is solid, and that's really the only one on that list I think is. Bengal Barbecue, we probably do need something in Adventureland. Those other two, I think, are awful, awful additions. I don't think we need them in Florida.
Oh, so, well.
Yeah, if we got music, we'd have had to convert some of the rooms back to singles.
If they got music, I might have went for Florida. But
we didn't know about any of them. So,
I picked Movies because I thought it would be more redundant with animation now.
I just felt we got rid of Coronado Springs, and I didn't care because I don't like that one. So,
all right. Well, that is the end of Mission 1. It is time for Mission 2. Is everybody set?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll put 10 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Walt Disney World, your job is to acquire any three attractions that are not e-tickets and at least one store to make a cohesive new land. Gee. Disneyland must acquire all of Storybook Circus. This is Dumbo the Flying Elephant, the Barnstormer, Fantasyland Station, Pete's Silly Sideshow, and Big Top Souvenirs. So again, Walt Disney World, you are gaining three attractions that are not considered e-tickets and one store that must cohesively make a new land. Disneyland, you're acquiring very simply Storybook Circus.
So we win.
Here we go.
Bye.
Well, I want to start out with saying, what if we just give them our Dumbo, Casey Jr., and our Mad Teacups and just...
They would have to agree. Florida, I agree to that.
I like the Casey Jr. I'll agree to that.
Wait, we're getting rid of teacups?
No, just I should clarify on that. Actually, we would give them our Dumbo, our Casey Jr. circus train, and
I don't care about Casey Jr.
I don't know.
Florida, do you want the Casey Jr. circus train?
I think it's cool.
No, come on, guys.
I think we're giving up one Dumbo for
two. You have to make
a
cohesive land, Florida team.
No, we're losing our Dumbos. So
right. We're losing
one
Dumbo.
We need a replacement Dumbo.
And giving up a kid's roller coaster for a kid's slow chain ride. I don't think that's a plus.
You don't have to take a Dumbo replacement. That is not any... That doesn't factor in. You can make whatever kind of cohesive land you want. Doesn't matter what you're losing in this trade.
How about some of the dark rides?
Disneyland, want to get rid of any dark rides?
You like Pooh?
Yeah, we'll give you.
No, we have Pooh, so.
Yes.
Yeah. And your poo stinks.
I'll give you Monsters. I don't think Connor would agree to that, but.
Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the rescue on the table, maybe?
I would agree to that.
Brian?
I'm not opposed to that necessarily.
Florida team, is that something you'd like?
All right, let's see what we can do.
Well, we also have the caveat of making a land out of it, so
we Well, at first,
like it.
We could focus at first on just putting a couple things on the table, and then you guys can try and turn it into a cohesive land. We can remove and add and change things as we go along. Do we want to put that on the table for now?
Yes, let's keep it on the table.
All right, that's on the table. Mike and Sully to the rescue is on the table. Go ahead.
Okay.
That's your
well.
Dark ride.
What about Mater's?
No.
Mater's Junkyard Jamboree.
No.
Yep, I said no.
What about Roger Rabbit's
Tires.
Cartoon Spin?
Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin?
Yeah, I go with that.
Brian?
Cricket.
Yeah, that's a little harder, but for right now, I'll say tentatively, sure.
Florida team, are you interested? Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin?
Yes.
All right, we'll keep it alive for now. I'm not sure I'm that interested in it.
Yeah, we'll give you Jumpin' Jellyfish, too.
No.
No.
I think we need one of the classics. I think we need Pinocchio.
Is Pinocchio's Daring Journey on the table?
No,
we've already given you a bunch of dark
not.
Rights. You guys don't have to do all dark
I
rights.
Will consider Mr. Toad.
Or do you want Mr. Toad?
I'm still not seeing a cohesive land at any of these, so. We could have crazy trade land.
You have 6 minutes left.
Well, what's on the table?
Right now, Monsters, Inc. Mike and Sully the Rescue. No one agreed on Roger Rabbit.
But that's it.
I thought we did agree on it.
Do people want Roger Rabbit? Is that an agreement?
I thought we did.
It's still on the table.
All right, it's on the table. And Monsters, Inc. and Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin are on the table.
I'm going to give you enough dark rides. Choose something else.
You need one more attraction in a store.
Okay.
Oh, I have a good one. Red Car Trolley.
Yeah.
No. Need something better than that.
Yeah. With the Red Car Trolley. Yeah.
Jolly Trolley.
We'll give you our tower. Come on.
Thanks.
We already have a better tower.
I can predict that no matter how many segments we do, Disneyland's Tower Terror is never going to Florida.
You said no to tires, right?
No to tires. Oh, actually... Yeah, no to tires.
No to Luigi's Flying Tires off the table.
Silly Symphony Swings.
Anyone interested in Silly Symphony Swings?
No, please.
Nope, no Silly Symphony Swings.
Well, Crazy Trade Land can have anything in it, so... Let's just...
City, USA.
Hamlet's Choo Choo Train.
Heimlich's Choo-Choo Train.
Heimlich's Choo-Choo Train, Monsters, Inc., and is Nemo an E-ticket? I don't know if
it is. Nemo is an
E-ticket. I think it is, yeah.
We are considering subs an E-ticket.
Okay, well then, and another Pixar ride, and we'll make an expansion of Pixar Studios.
Pixarland, yep.
With a store somewhere. I don't even know stores.
You have 4 minutes.
That's another.
What if we give you Ramones for the store?
Ramones House of Body Art?
Yes.
That will work for the Pixar theme. We just need another Pixar.
Everyone agreed about that store?
Yeah, that's fine.
I can go with that.
We need a Pixar attraction.
Yeah.
Let's fly.
Astro Blaster?
Okay, yeah, Astro. That's it. Yeah, Astro Blaster. We already have a Bugs Land attraction we took from that little crappy land. We're not taking another one.
So, Astro Blasters, we agreed? Everyone okay with that?
Yeah, because...
How about Submarine Voyage?
I tried that already.
Okay.
We need the walking space, I think.
So, right now on the table, if I have this correctly, is Mike and Sully the Rescue, Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters, and Ramon's House of Body Art.
And Heimlich Shoot You.
Do we have Heimlich? Is everyone agreed on Heimlich's Choo Choo Train?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone not okay with Heimlich's Choo Choo Train?
Me. No, I'm kidding. Yes.
So here's what I have. We have Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully the Rescue, Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters, Heimlich's Choo Choo Train, and Ramon's House of Body Art. A complete trade for Storybook Circus, which is Dumbo, Barnstormer, Fantasyland Station, Silly Sideshow, and Big Top Souvenirs. Does that sound like a fair trade?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to lock it in. Let's find out. I'm going to go to our illustrious panel, the chat. Who wins here, folks? Is it Walt Disney World or Disneyland? Disneyland gets all of Storybook Circus, as we just talked about. Walt Disney World is getting a cohesive Pixar Studios-ish area, I guess, with Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully the Rescue, Astro Blasters, Heimlich's Choo Choo Train, and Ramon's House of Body Art.
Wow, we're getting killed.
You know, everyone's saying Disneyland.
Well, because we got the cohesive theme just by the fact that our trade was a cohesive theme land to begin with.
Yeah, but you just got Storybook Circus, which is Dumbo and a meet and greet, essentially.
Yeah, but see, that was an original plan for Disneyland, was the Dumbo Circus area, back basically where Big Thunder Ranch is. Now, it was a little bit different lineup, but still, I could see you could do that, and then you take the remaining Dumbo out. Heck, maybe even make it the third ring for a three-ring circus.
All right, I have a verdict. I am going to disagree with the chat. I think Florida clearly wins this round.
What?
Yeah, remember, chat, absolutely. It's not a democracy.
Absolutely. I think Storybook Circus consists of a double Dumbo and a kiddie coaster, and the rest really aren't attractions.
We got awesome dark
Florida,
rides.
Like... California is giving up a great dark ride that's a big part of California Adventure. Astro Blasters, which is, you know, that's going to be hard to fill that space in Tomorrowland at Disneyland. Heimlich's Choo Choo Train, which, as we all know, is a highly underrated small attraction. And Ramones is a beautifully themed store. I can't believe this store was even given away in the trade to begin with. So I'm going to rule for Florida in this round. We're all tied up. There is no challenge.
I challenge.
I show.
I'm taking this to civil court.
We're going to mission three. If you want to challenge, you win
Connor,
the third round.
For it.
All right, folks, we are moving on to mission three. Our final mission will decide who wins this thing. All right, here we go. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Walt Disney World. You must acquire Cars Land. Disneyland, in return, must collect an e-ticket attraction, two other attractions that are not e-tickets, and two counter-service restaurants that create a new, cohesive land. That is your mission, and you have 10 minutes. Go right ahead.
What does Disneyland have to acquire again? E-ticket, two non-e-tickets?
Basically what we have in Cars Land, an e-ticket, two non-e-tickets, and two... Oh my. Restaurants.
They have it. Why are they giving it away?
This is the mission.
This is a very tough mission.
Oh, good luck.
It's very tough. There's going to be tough ones, folks.
Good luck, Walt Disney World. I'm sitting here with my arms crossed.
Okay.
What can we give up? Everest?
They're not going to want anything from us. Yeah, they're
gonna, no, like, I just don't want Everest. I hate Everest.
Okay. Everest is off the table. I can name the other e-tickets and we can go one by one if that will help everyone.
No, they're going to want our tower. And they're going to, I don't even know.
You're going to get the best e-ticket in the country.
Seriously, it's just a land based on, just let them have Cars Land.
We'll wait out the 5 years and get our own version anyway.
That is not the mission. The mission is you must acquire Cars Land.
We didn't choose to accept the mission, so... Taped can self-destruct and trade's over.
I agree with the chat. If we do accept anything, it's going to have to replace Radiator Springs Racers and Cars Land.
So have Test Track.
We're getting a new cohesive land. That's your mission to put that together. You have
have all of Future World, and then there you go.
Okay, what about just Test Track for right now? Just Test Track.
Test Track. Is anyone agreed on Test Track?
They're in replace of Radiator Springs Racers?
Yes. It's the same ride system.
It's not the same ride. Definitely not.
I think thrill factor is about the same.
If my co-workers agree with it, I will go along just to be nice.
Right.
I don't necessarily want it, but...
If you can put together a deal, I'll consider it, but I mean, it's not sounding too good so far.
We're about to destroy... Literally obliterate DCA here.
You have to get rid of it. You don't have a choice.
Oh, we have to. Okay.
Yeah, this is the mission. You have to get rid of it.
Who cares about the mission?
We don't have the obstructionists.
Give us a new mission. This mission stinks. I don't really want to give anything up for Cars Land either.
Got to do it.
I mean, yeah, it's nice, but it's just cars.
Oh, it's not. It's more than just cars.
You have 7 minutes.
It's cars that talk and smile.
No one has acquired anything yet.
Okay, what about Tower?
How about six of us just sit out the clock?
Actually, I was considering
Tom by not coming to an agreement.
Yeah, let's just...
If you want a cohesive land to go along with Test Track, don't we need Autopia?
I do not want even to be close to Autopia.
We'll add the Indy Speedway as a freebie on top of everything else.
Oh my god.
We have 6 minutes left.
Cars.
6 minutes left.
I might give you Cars Land for the whole Magic Kingdom, maybe.
Ugh, no.
Okay. No.
What do we have on the
nothing?
Chat is throwing out some ideas too. You can draw from the chat.
We would basically have to pick a land, pick an e-ticket and two rides from that land. And I mean, that's why when you said no to Everest right off, I'm thinking, you know, actually, I think Everest and then the Maharaja Jungle Trek and the Cali River Rapids would make a nice three.
Yeah, I wonder if Connor can say no fast enough. Let's see.
make a nice three attraction set there.
No.
See?
I don't want Stitch.
I don't like Animal Kingdom enough, and Cars Land and Animal Kingdom are two different.
No, but if you're not going to go with that, think of where there is a land where you have a
I'm sticking with the run out the clock scenario.
What happens if we run out the clock?
I actually agree with that, because I can't imagine parting with Cars Land.
It's too hard.
This isn't real!
It's like, you guys ever died and went to heaven? I mean, that's Cars Land. I mean, what else do I need? Hey,
you say so.
Pick three attractions from Future World.
That doesn't.
There's not three I want.
There three
there's one I want.
Currently in Future World.
All right, we're giving you our best e-ticket at the resort right now.
I
and you're not going to give us back something that's equal from Florida. That's not really fair.
Yeah.
Okay, but we could give you two Donnie tickets that are better than Junkyard and Tires.
You know what? Take Epcot and the studios. Take both. At this point, just like, you know what? Take the state of Florida.
How about a water park? That's got enough stuff.
That's still not good enough, Scott. I want New York as well.
Because it's like, well, I on the Disney's World side don't really want to give up anything because, you know, I like Cars Land. It's really, you know, amazingly done.
You just have to acquire Cars
Land. We'll give you knots. We'll give you knots.
Oh, my gosh. I give up.
We have 5 minutes on the clock.
All right, I've got a cohesive land for you. We'll give you Mission Space, Stitch, Primeval World, and ABC Commissary, and you could have Vomitorium in.
So yeah, it'd be this sucky ride land. I mean,
that was California Adventure in 2001. They don't need that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tim doesn't want to give up Cars Land. I don't want to give up
anything.
Four minutes.
Does Disney World have a Pixar e-ticket we would want?
Nope. Not yet, anyway.
Pixar e-ticket.
The Nemo and Friends at the Sea or whatever.
We have subs.
No.
They're for it.
Because I was trying to think of something to go with monsters.
E-tickets are Splash, Big Thunder, Space. I'd take Haunted Mansion. I'd take Pirates, even. Take Test Track, Mission Space, Soarin'.
We still have the better Pirates.
Tower, yeah. Rock and Roller Coaster, Star Tour.
Matthew Paul's telling me to offer Disney Quest. I don't think anyone wants Disney Quest, Matthew Paul.
Okay, what about... No, because Scott's not going to give us anything. What about Rock and Roller Coaster?
Sure, whatever.
Okay, yeah, that's we'll an easy ticket.
Right. Is everyone agreed on Rock and Roller Coaster?
Sure. Yes.
I agree that that's an e-ticket.
Are we agreed we want that involved in this trade?
If we can come up with a cohesive land with that in it, sure.
The cohesive.
It doesn't matter. We can pretend like we have space for it or what.
Music land. Right. Any attraction with music fits.
Music land or Aerosmith.
You can't pitch a theme to them.
Image Works, where you
so
do
then
your
we get
hands.
Mickey's PhilharMagic, Connor.
Ooh, yeah, PhilharMagic.
Mickey's PhilharMagic.
That goes with music.
I don't want to give that up for anything in Cars Land.
But your counter services are getting.
And
sucky.
Then Finding Nemo the musical.
Since Scott's against it, I'm for it.
Finding Nemo the musical was brought up.
No,
take it, take
Good.
It,
go.
No.
No, Scott sorry, people, it, said no. People said no. People said no.
Right, Scott said no, so we'll take it back.
I want to give Finding Nemo the musical away.
Does anyone not want to give away Finding Nemo the musical?
I
give
want
it up
to give away very much so. In fact, I'll give it to you free on top of everything.
Finding Nemo the musical, I will allow to be an attraction.
Take it as a tip for good service.
This is not working out, and we have 2 minutes left. So,
well,
Rock and Roller Coaster and Finding Nemo the musical are on the table. I need another attraction and two counter service.
We had PhilharMagic, didn't we?
Okay, PhilharMagic. Yeah. Counter service, go.
I don't want
are we agreed on PhilharMagic?
Nope.
Come on. It's off the table.
Never mind.
It's off the table.
All right, I know we don't want to give it up, but it's something for fair, to be fair. How about Carousel Progress?
Walt sure. Disney's Carousel
it's
Progress.
It's not a music-themed attraction.
I'm not going to agree to this trade. Just letting everyone know this.
Let's all see. Of you Fantasyland.
Nope.
Oh my god.
For Cars Land? That's like that's an even trade.
What about Journey?
One minute.
Nope. We're done. Let it count.
I had an Animal today. I ate it.
I'm going over musically themed things, and I'm just.
I had a pork sandwich.
Scott won't give us anything for our best land, so.
I said you could have Finding Nemo the musical twice.
That's
over.
Crap.
I know it's crap. That's why I want to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's why we're giving you our best new land. It's brand new.
How about Legend of the Lion King for the third musical themed attraction?
You know what?
10, 9
Have any.
That's fine.
Legend of the Lion King, is that on?
Whatever. Sure.
Sure.
Festival yes. of the Lion King, I think we mean.
If Scott yeah, agrees, festival. Why not?
That's fine.
Sure.
All right, we need two counter servers. You have a minute.
The one, Sleepy Hollow.
Sure.
Sure.
That's music related, I guess. Sleepy Hollow refreshments. We need one more counter service.
Flame Tree Barbecue.
What's the best counter gross. Service? Because we deserve it for Carslin.
Flame Tree Barbecue.
We're going to lose this
okay.
trade.
You can take Flame Tree.
No.
We have seconds remaining.
Let it count out. This is a bad trade.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. What Connor said.
Scott's not going to let us give anything, so this is a crappy trade.
Since time has run out and everyone's acting like big children, here's what.
Why is everyone yelling at me?
Since we could not decide this in a third round, we are going to a 5-minute sudden death round.
Come on.
Very simple. I'm going to put 5 minutes on the clock. You have 5 minutes to trade an e-ticket for an e-ticket. Walt Disney World must acquire an e-ticket attraction. Disneyland must acquire an e-ticket attraction.
Give us Tower!
We'll decide who makes the best trade.
Tower for Indy.
Beginning now. Go ahead.
Tower for Indy.
No.
Okay.
Yes. Tower for Indy.
I'm not going for that.
No.
Oh, well, poop. That's what I want.
That's unique here.
But our tower's crap. Well, so it's a good trade.
Matterhorn for Rock and Roll.
You want to trade the Tower for Indiana Jones?
Hold on. Yeah, Matterhorn for Rock and Roll?
Let's start with one resort.
At least we still have a tower.
Let's start with Disneyland. Disneyland. What e-ticket attractions are you willing to give up?
Matterhorn?
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Matterhorn is on the table. Any
can I propose Rock and Roller Coaster for your Space Mountain?
No.
No.
How about Rock and Roller Coaster for your Matterhorn?
That'll do
what
it.
What other e-tickets
yeah.
are Disneyland interested in getting rid of?
Wait, we agree on that?
I think Rock and Roller Coaster for Matterhorn.
Matterhorn.
Works.
I would be all
if
right
we
with
trade
sense.
That. We're going to lose if we trade that, though. Because
no, we're not.
Matterhorn is so classic and so awesome. And you get you hurt your back when you're off of it, but it's still.
But I think Rock and Roller Coaster, the thrill factor, kind of balances that out.
Yeah, and that's a big plot of land.
Oh, I agreed to it. I just said I think we're going to lose because we did
Let's
it.
Let's go for it. Let's go with it.
If they'd agree.
Anything to end this segment.
Everyone,
anything. I'm on my knees.
Everyone agreed. Matterhorn for Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith.
I'm
the hero.
Good.
Anyone not okay? All right. Well, that is the trade. Let's see if it's fair. I'm going to go out to our panel in the chat room. Matterhorn for Rock and Roller Coaster. Did Walt Disney World get the better deal getting the Matterhorn, or did Disneyland get the better deal getting Rock and Roller Coaster? Weigh in now.
I know who won.
All right, well, I think enough people have weighed in at this point. The winner of the first ever edition of Fantasy Fair Trade is going to be the Walt Disney World team. This is Hold for up. A few reasons. Number one, Disneyland gave
happen?
Away the Matterhorn.
I barely did.
I don't know what's going on this show anymore. Okay. The bigger issue I have is that there is a very similar steel roller coaster, California Screamin', already at the Disneyland Resort, a high thrill steel roller coaster. Here's one in the dark. You already have Space Mountain. Kind of the combination of having Space Mountain and California Screamin'. Did you really need Rock and Roller Coaster? And trading away the Matterhorn for an off-the-shelf attraction.
I know.
Well, I'm mostly willing to do it because I want to hear everybody stop complaining about how bad the Matterhorn is now.
Well, in the first ever edition of the Fantasy Fair Trade, we're going to put that number one on the board for the Walt Disney World team. Walt Disney World wins the first game. But this is far from over. There will be plenty more rounds in this battle the next time on the Fantasy Fair Trade. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like that is going to do it for episode 278 of the WDW News Today podcast. As always, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. You make this show possible and worth producing each and every week. It's now time for the big finish, giving you all the useful information you'll need to know in the coming week. First of all, to contact us here at the show with any questions, suggestions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at wdwnewstoday@gmail.com. Please let us know how you feel about the new segment, Fantasy Fair Trade. We really want to know your feedback and if you enjoyed it, and maybe if we can make changes to it or whatever would make it more enjoyable to you. We are more than open to doing that. So please give us your feedback on the new segment. We always want to know how you feel about the program. If you have not done so already, please leave us a review on iTunes. It's a great way to let others know about the show. As well, be sure to visit us online at wdwnewstoday.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/WDWNT or at WDWNT. It's also a great place to leave your feedback if you want to tweet at us. As well, you can make me a friend on Facebook at facebook.com/WDWNT, and you can like our fan page at facebook.com/WDWNT Network. Don't forget, Serial 8 is back on WDWN Tunes this coming Wednesday. I believe the date. I don't have the date in front of me. That's fantastic. It's the 27th. It's going to be a really big show. Our guest is going to be Jim Hill, which a guest that needs really no introduction. He will be on Serial 8, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday, February 27th on wdwntunes.com. Don't miss that. And every night at 11, we have those replays of the show from the previous week, so make sure you tune in for that. Coming up on next week's show here on WDWNT, it is the long-awaited return. We're going to finally do these segments again and finish them off. The Dining Discussion Series, taking you to every restaurant at the Walt Disney World Resort. And we'll start next week with counter service dining at the Magic Kingdom. We're excited to get back into that and once again dive into all the dining options around the world. Since I just previewed next week's show, that means that this week's show is officially over, and I can now end it with the corniest catchphrase in all of podcasting. That's going to do it for this week. See you all next week. See ya real soon.
Thank you for listening to the WDW News Today podcast. Be sure to tune in again next week as we continue to bridge the gap between you and the world. Also, don't forget to visit the entire WDWNT network online at wdwnt.com. This is Brian Summers saying goodnight and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Anyway, babe, I gotta fly this coop and migrate back to Hollywood. My birds will call your birds. We'll do lunch.